Shvius Perek Zayin, Yiratzon Shlimudenu Yiyeschus, Lili Nishmas, Reb Aaron Yudaleib, and Reb Noach Tzvi. Seventh Perek of Tractate Shvius. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvius, a great rule was said in regards to Shemitah. Kol Shu Machal Adam, any plant, fruit, vegetable, which is edible to people, and its major use is that people eat it. It's a food. Or, Machal Behema, it's a food for animals. Or, Miminatzovim, it's something which is used to dye things. In other words, the dye is cooked together with the garment or the material. And so as the dye is being destroyed from the world, it's producing the benefit. It's Hana'asa Ubi Uroshave. And Ve'enu Miskayim Ba'aretz, these are items that don't last in the ground. They have a period when they disappear. Then these items, Yeshlo Shvius, have the holiness of Shemitah, the produce, the fruit, the vegetable, which is edible to people, or it's food for people, or it's food for animals, or it's a dye, and it's only around periodically in the year, has the holiness of Shemitah, and that it can't be wasted. Uladam of Shvius, if it's exchanged for money, the money will also have the holiness of Shemitah. And Yeshlo Biur, these items, because they have appeared when they disappear from the field, have the law of Biur. Biur means that once the items are no longer available to wild animals in the field, if you have some of that item in your home, you have to put it outside and make it hefker for a short period of time. And if you don't, it becomes prohibited to be eaten. Uladam of Biur, and the money paid for these items, which has holiness of Shemitah, would also have the law of Biur. And now the Mishnah gives examples of items which are food for people, items which are food for animals, items which are dyes, and these are items that do not last all the time. Ezeo, so what are examples of food for people? Ze aleha luf hashote, the leaves of wild luf. Aleha dandena, leaves of mint. Ha'olshin, endives. Hakrishin, leeks. Harugila, portulaka. Netzachalav, and the milky blossom. What are examples of machal behema, food for the animals? Hachochim v'adardrim, thorns and thistles. Miminatzovim, what are examples of dyes? Sviche isatis v'kotza, aftergrowth of isatis and safflower. Yesh lehem shvius, all these items have the holiness of Shemitah. If you pick these items during Shemitah, they would have the holiness of Shemitah. You would not be allowed to waste them. If they were sold, if money was exchanged for them, l'dmehem shvius, the money would have the holiness of Shemitah. Yesh lehem biur, once they are no longer available to the wild animals, if you have some of it in your house, you have to take it out of your house, make it hefker. Uladmehen biur, and the money that was given for them will also have the law of a requirement of biur. Now, the second Mishnah says that this is not true if it doesn't have these characteristics. Mishnah Beis, Va'ot Klal Acher Amud, and they said another rule. Kol She'eno Ma'achal Adam, if you have something which is not a food for people, maybe it's edible, but it's not primarily a food for people. Or machal behema, it's not primarily a food for animals. Uminatzovim, it's not a dye. Or umiskayim ba'aret, something which is a food for people or for animals, but it's in the ground. And since it lasts in the ground, there really is no zman bi'ur. There is no time when it's not available to the chaya in the field, to the wild animals in the field, because it's always in the ground. So these items, if they are somewhat edible to people, yeshlo shvius, they'll have the holiness of Shemitah. Uladam of Shvius, and the money for these items will also have the holiness of Shemitah. You won't be able to waste these items. But since these are items that last, if it's something which lasts in the ground, Ein lo biur, the Ein ladam of biur, and if it's something which is not primarily a food for people, it also will not have the law of biur, nor will its money have the law of biur. What are examples? Ezehu ikar haluf hashota, the root of the wild loof. Ikar handandana, the root of mint. V'ha'ar kabanin, heliotropes. V'achalbitzin, roots of milky blossom. V'abuchria, and the buchria. Mimiratzovim, what are examples of dyes that will last, or dyes that will last in the ground? Hapua v'harichba, matter, and rizida lutiola. Yesh lehem shvius, these items will have holiness of Shemitah. Uledmehen shvius, their money will have holiness of Shemitah. But ein lehem biur, there is no law that you need to get them out of the house at some point. V'lo ledmehen biur, and there's no law that their money paid for them has to be gotten out of the house at a certain point. Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir omer dmehen misbarin ad Rosh Hashanah. The money for these items should have a law of biur, because if you don't have biur of getting rid of these monies, then people will get confused in general of money for Shemitah fruit and think it won't have biur. So therefore, before Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, you have to get it out of the house. And Amrulo, the sages disagreed. They said, Lahen ein biur, if the source, these roots themselves don't have biur, kal v'chomer ledmehen, certainly money paid for them will not have a law of biur that it has to be gotten out of the house at a certain point. The third Mishnah, klipei rimon v'hanet shelo, the rinds, namely the peels of a pomegranate and its blossom. Klipei agozim, the peels around walnuts, that's the reference to the green peel around the wooden walnut shell. V'hagal'inin, and certain types of seeds which can also be eaten, let's say seeds of olives, which can really be eaten if you break them open. Yesh lehem shvius, these items have the holiness of Shemitah. Uledmehen shvius, and the money for these items also has the holiness of Shemitah. Now, when we say that you're not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce, you are allowed to sell a little bit of Shemitah produce, but you can't turn your Shemitah produce into a real business. La'achla v'lo l'schora. So the Mishnah now teaches, Hatzaba tzovea la'atzmo, a dyer is allowed to dye for himself, but v'lo yitzba b'schar, he can't take any wages, and he can't dye for profit. If he were to do so, that would be a business with peroshvius, and that's not allowed. The Torah tells us that a firstborn kosher animal is given to a kohen. If it doesn't have a blemish, it's brought as a karban, and its meat is eaten by the kohen. If the animal has a blemish, which makes it unable to be brought as a karban, it loses its sanctity. Anyone can eat it, but it still belongs to the kohen. Now we're learning a special law about that. A bechor, which has a blemish, has lost its sanctity, but you're still not allowed to work it, and you're not allowed to shear it. It's aser begirza ve'avoda. Now, in theory, you would be able to sell it, but our mission is going to teach us that if people are going to sell bechoros that have blemishes in a business-like way, people might stock these animals in order to wait for the prices to rise. That might lead them, with all these firstborn animals hanging around in their house, to possibly shear the animals, which would not be allowed. And therefore, the rabbis legislated that it's not allowed to sell bechoros in a business-like way, just as we're learning you're not allowed to sell Shemitah produce in a business-like way. The lo va bechoros, in addition, you're not allowed to sell bechoros with who have blemishes in a business-like way. Another law, the lo vatrumos. You can't sell truma in a business-like way, because again, if you can make a business out of truma, you might stock it, and then a non-kohen might end up eating it. The lo banavelos. In addition, the rabbis made a law that you can't make a business out of selling animals that weren't slaughtered correctly, v'lo batrefos, nor animals that were slaughtered correctly, but because of a blemish or some type of injury, they are not kosher, they're a trefa, v'lo bashkatzim, nor with, rodents, v'lo barmashim, maggots. You can't make a business out of these non-kosher items, because you might stock it and you might end up eating it. V'lo yeh lokeach yirako sadeh. I'm talking about Shemitah again. A man should not be buying vegetables of Shemitah, mocher bashuk, and then selling them in the market, because that's already a business. Aval hu locate, but if he picks ubino, and then somebody else is selling, even if it's his son who's selling it, that doesn't look like business. That doesn't look like a big affair. That's just, selling a little bit. That's permitted. So even though it's his own son, uveno mochral yado, his son can sell the Shemitah produce through him. Lakach la'atzma v'hotir, similarly, if a person picks Shemitah produce for himself, he eats some, and then there's leftovers, mutar l'machran, he's allowed to sell them because that is no longer like a business. The fourth Mishnah, going back to the law of Bechor, lakach Bechor l'mishtei b'no, let's say you bought a blemished firstborn Bechor from a Kohen for a meal for your son, ola regel, or you wanted to have it for a holiday when we all eat meat. But lo tzarech lo, it turns out you don't need it, then mutar l'machro, you are allowed to sell it. We learned that we're not allowed to make a business of selling non-kosher. Tzadei chaya, hunters who are hunting birds or wild animals or ofos or birds or dagim or fish, shenizdamnu lahen minim tzmim, and by mistake they end up catching in their nets some non-kosher animals or birds or fish, mutaran lamachran, they are allowed to sell them. Because again, this is not schora, this doesn't look like a big business. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda goes further. He says, Af mi shenismana lo lefi darko, lo keach umocher, ubulvad shelo tzehei umnaso bekach. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he's not a hunter, he just happened to find a non-kosher bird on his way, then he can sell it, as long as that's not his profession, to look for the non-kosher and sell. The Chacham only had leniency of happening to end up with non-kosher with a hunter, but not with non-hunters. Rabbi Yehuda extends it to even non-hunters. The Chacham Osrin, the Chachamim prohibit in this instance someone who's not a hunter to sell non-kosher. And the reason why the Chacham only allowed hunters to sell the non-kosher animals that they happen to catch by mistake is because this is going to help them in terms of their taxes, but other people who don't need that, they didn't create this leniency for them. But halacha is not like the Chacham in this instance. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone who ends up getting a non-kosher animal by chance is allowed to sell it. That's not a business. Going back to the laws of Shemitah, lulaves, radim, shoots of the sorb apple tree, v'echerubim, and of the carob tree, yesh lehen shvias, they have the law of Shemitah, they have the holiness of Shemitah, uledmehen shvias, their money paid for them has the holiness of Shemitah, yesh lehen bi'ur, uledmehen bi'ur, they have a law of bi'ur. They have to be gotten out once out of the house, once there are no longer any of these branches available out in the field, and once they've been drying, and their money would have the law of Biur. Lulave ha'ela, shoots of the terebinth, v'habatna, and pistachio, v'ha'atadin, and thorn. Yesh lehen shvias l'udmei and shvias, ein lehen biur v'ludmei and biur. They have the law of Shemitah, but they do not have the law of Biur. The reason is that these species, these shoots, they don't ever fall away, and therefore they are considered like those things that stay for a while in the ground, things that don't have a Zman Biur. Aval, la'alin yesh Biur, but the leaves will have Biur, mipnei shenoshen me avihen, because they do fall off from their branches. The sixth Mishnah. Havered, the rose, v'hakofer, and henna, haktaf, balsam, v'halotem, and stone pine, yesh lehen shvias l'udmehen shvias. They have the law of Shemitah, and their money would have the sanctity of Shemitah. These are all products used in cooking, and therefore they are considered foods with the holiness of Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, ein l'ktaf shvias. Balsam does not have the status of Shemitah. Mipnei she'eino pri, it's not a fruit. It's considered like wood. He's saying sap is like wood. And since wood doesn't have the holiness of Shemitah, therefore this does also not have the holiness of Shemitah. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Balsam does not have the holiness of Shemitah. Mishnah Zayin. Vered chadash shekvasho b'shemen yashan. If you have a rose of Shemitah and you are soaking it in oil of the sixth year. Yalakit es haveret, if it's before the time of biur, you can just take the rose out and everything will be permitted. However, yashan b'chadash, if you have a rose of the seventh year that you are soaking in oil of the eighth year, and the time of biur of the rose has already arrived, and there is already the biur obligation, then chayav biur, the whole thing has to be mivuar, the whole thing has to be made hefker, because in regards to Shemitah, if you have a mixture of an item that is requiring biur, the rose in this instance, with something that doesn't require biur, and these are different types of items. One is a rose, one is an oil. So as long as the rose gives taste, the entire mixture becomes prohibited. And the whole mixture needs biur. The same law is true in regards to caribs. Harub chadashim shekvashim b'yayin yashan v'yashanim b'chadash chayavim b'biur. If you take a wine and you mix with this wine caribs, then if the caribs and wine are being mixed after the Zman HaBiur, the whole thing is obligated in Biur. Zakal, this is the rule. Kol Shehu Beno Sein Ta'am Chayav Leva'er. Whatever gives a taste, you have to do biur. Min b'she'eno mino, if it's a mixture of two different types, then as long as it gives a taste, as long as it's less, you don't have 60 times more to be mevatalit, there is an obligation on the whole thing of biur. Min b'mino, if it's a type with its same type, kolshu, even there's a little bit, even more than 60 times, you'd still need to do biur. Shvius oseres b'chol shehu b'mina, after the zman of biur, after the time when you have to get rid of the items. If an item that you were supposed to get rid of it and you didn't, you then mix with another item. If they're both of the same taste, even if there's just a little bit of trace of the Shemitah item in the next item, the whole thing is prohibited. The shalobimina, and if it's being mixed with things that have a different taste, but no same time, the halacha would be, if it gives taste, then it is prohibited. Namely, if it's 1/60th, it prohibits the entire mixture. If the mixture has 60 times more permissible than the prohibited, then that item which needs biur is considered batel. It's as if it's gone, and the whole thing is permitted. Ad kan Perek Zayin of Maseches Shvi'as.